This is a homebrew podcast.
Another day at sea.
Oh, hey there. How's it going? How's the weather?
Oh, I feel like it's a pretty nice day. I see this strange new crew member walking around. They're a little short goblin.
Yeah.
They keep looking around the barrels. They say they're looking for some sort of a gnome castaway. Anyone seen a gnome like that on deck? We have a lot of new crew members running around.
Yeah, I think I saw one somewhere.
No, I haven't seen the gnome, but I am familiar with the goblin. They're a new crew member. They chartered, voyage, or they're searching for the strange gnome they're looking for. Their name's Faithless the Goblin. They're searching for someone named Nivitz. I've never heard of them, but their coin spends the same as everyone else's. So I say welcome to the crew, Faithless the Goblin. I hope we find your Nivitz.
Hello, Faithless. I am not Nivitz, and I am not the gnome you're looking for. But perhaps I am the gnome you need, yes?
The gnome you deserve, probably. Here's your potato peeler. Now get to work peeling those potatoes. What was that?
Welcome to the crew, Faithless.
Yes.
Welcome back to Sanity Damage, everyone. My name is Nathan. I'm your game master, and I am joined tonight by Cody.
Abraham Blavatsky, let's see what's behind door number one.
Pippin.
Door, probably more acid.
Ellen.
Penelope Whitlock, I wish we were still partying with the tropical yeti.
Maggie.
They call me Finn, and you just once, I'd like to be asked, would you like to get in the bag, not get in the bag?
And Alex.
Orf, orf. Fangs for the memories.
Join us on episode 77 of our first campaign, To Whom the Sea Belongs. Last time you fought some manticores, some chimeras, some creatures from this island. Sorry, hang on, the music is messing me up.
It's quite epic.
Gonna turn it down.
It's so epic. Hey y'all, it's so epic.
Having like a little epic dance party over here.
We gotta make it epic for Faithless.
There we go.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah, sorry, I'm not sure what happened there. Anyway, last time you explored this new island that you are on, did some battle with chimeras, with manticores, and of course with a tropical yeti. You arrived at a pyramid and began to explore it. Some of you were in a bag, but some of you saw some really interesting hieroglyphics and like mosaic displays that were telling the story of historical or mythological events. And you spent some time making your way through a dungeon in the like bowels of the pyramid system, full of acid and blood and spikes and all kinds of traps, but got through it without too much trouble. I think just by spending some spells, you were able to get through most of it. And you found a lot of gold, so you'll be set for quite a while. Yeah, that's where we're picking up. You have made it through the trap room, as it were, this like hallway, this kind of maze of rooms. And there's a large door that looms before you. And I can't remember if you had just opened it or if I stopped you right before you did. But either way, you unlocked it. You unlocked it. It was magically locked and you unlocked it.
Yeah, it was very dramatic tension building moment. And we were like, "Ah, Nathan."
Exactly. All right, so the door opens and before you, there is a dark hallway, completely unlit. Remind me, are any of you providing a light source right now?
I don't know if I thought this in my head or if I said it. I may have used my light spell.
Okay.
No, I used it to throw. I could pick up something and use my light spell if we need it, though. Is there anything interesting to pick up?
I'm more curious, who doesn't have dark vision?
And I don't think.
I'm pretty sure I have dark vision.
Put them back in the bag.
But Finn? Yeah, I don't think I have dark. Finn, do you need light?
It would be helpful, yes.
Okay. I pick up something interesting from the ground, maybe like a rock or was there anything like really, really fancy, like a jeweled like fork or something that we got from the gold?
Jeweled fork.
You know.
Yeah. You know. Fork.
Give me a d20 roll.
Ooh. Not the one that I just did to test out by how hot we're rolling tonight. Please.
Ooh. Hey, look at that. So it's not, you're like, it looks a little bit weird, but there is a golden fork just made of like solid gold or some kind of gold alloy. So it's a little bit more sturdy. But it only has three prongs, so you could say it's not a fork, but a threak.
A threak? I hope, yeah, I'm gonna cast light on it and then hand it over to Finn, so now Finn has a flash fork. Oh.
Well, thank you. That's adorable.
Yeah, you kind of seem like you'd like things that are a little, you know, not of the norm, and I thought it was cool. I don't know.
It's perfect, perfect.
Maybe I don't have dark vision. I feel like I should, but I'm not seeing it.
Well, Abraham, unfortunately, I can only cast light on one object at a time, so.
Gosh, maybe. I'm so glad I got this thrick here. You know, what would I do without it?
I think it's
so nice not having dark vision, but having a little light thing.
Yeah, it's kind of my whole thing, one would say. It's my domain.
So it's like a full-on trident for Finn.
Yeah.
I'm not mad. I'm kind of
hoping it would be like one of those little oyster forks.
Oyster forks.
Either through Finn's light fork or through your own dark vision, for those of you that have it, you can see the hall before you goes for about 10 feet and then slants steeply down. At probably almost a 45 degree angle, like a slide or a really steep ramp. It is smooth. There aren't stairs.
Can we throw the fork down to see how far it goes?
Mm-hmm.
Finn, can I borrow that really, really quickly? I'm going to get you another one, I promise.
Oh, if you're going to give me another one, then yes, absolutely. I'll hand her my little fork.
Okay, and I, is this a good idea, guys?
I don't know.
I mean, you've already taken it back.
Already taken it. Okay, so I kind of want to send the fork down the mysterious pyramid slide.
Okay, yeah, it clinks, clatters, skitters. And it looks like it goes about 60 feet down.
60 feet down? Okay. Mm-hmm. Can I send Raven down to go get it?
Yeah, sure. Raven can just retrieve the fork. And while Raven's down there, you would see that at the bottom of the slide, the hallway goes for another like 15 feet. And then there is another set of double doors.
So it's just there's nothing Do I get a sense that this is safe?
Make a... Is Dungeoneering a 5th edition skill?
I don't...
No, I have...
No,
survival.
No, survival, I think, would be the closest.
I think that Dungeoneering should have survived from 3.5, but sure.
Yeah, I agree, but we can do survival. That's fine.
Okay, make a survival check. I don't think I'm great at it. I'll tell you that right now. Survival.
You're probably better.
Oh, wait, never mind. I got plus 4.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's okay.
It's a good roll.
Nice. Ooh, are we hot tonight?
With a 21, you would surmise both through what you like throwing the fork down and watching, and through Raven's eyes when Raven flies down. It looks like the only challenge in this hallway is just getting back up. And with Tor's anchor, that may not actually be a challenge at all.
Yeah, we're kind of already in a situation where we got to go through it. Cody, stop. You don't understand how much I have to sing that song all the time. I just had to write an Easter version of that song. You're welcome.
And how does that go?
Yeah, I'm gonna need that.
We're going on an Easter egg hunt. I got my basket. Okay, we're done.
And here,
oh, I saw where it was going. It was going to be brilliant.
It's very adorable. Down the slide.
I think
Tor is going.
Penny's gonna going to tell. It's fine. And Penny's going to go backwards on her tummy. No, she's going to tummy first.
Tummy first. Okay.
Tummy. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's so brave.
Yeah, brave girl.
All right. You feel a jolt of adrenaline, and you do not... I'm not going to make you roll for concussion. Tor and Penelope are now at the bottom of the slide.
Is it pretty narrow?
10 feet wide. Same as the hallway you're in now. And the ceiling is still that consistent, like, 7 feet tall, like... residential house, you know, roomy for a dungeon, but not like grand the way a palace might be.
How's it down there, guys? Is it safe?
It's, you know, not as grand as like a palace might be, but yeah.
It's not full of acid or filling with acid or blood.
Not that I am aware.
No gnarly creatures or
just Tor, just me and Tor.
All right, who's next?
I'll go. Finn will follow everybody else's lead on the belly and sort of skittle down.
All right.
Arf will go. He's just going, he's going regular. He's not going belly first.
He's a seal. He's not going belly first.
He is very non-traditional.
I imagine he's doing like a sick, like Starsky and Hutch, like slide on like his side.
No, he goes down at just like a regular human person would go down a slide.
Butt on the ground, feet in front of him.
Yeah, this is, don't reduce him to a stereotype, you guys. Yeah. Come on.
All right.
Saying we or saying nosotros if he's Spanish.
Yes.
Nosotros.
Wow.
I guess that leaves Abraham at the top.
Yeah, I'll start funneling the acid in now.
Wow.
Good. And that's insanity damage. Thanks, everyone. Have a great evening.
No,
and that's
I will...
a wrap on Penny.
I will slide down, but I want to know, like, can I use my spider climb to, like, walk back up this if I want? Like,
for sure. Yep.
Okay.
It's not magically enchanted or anything like that. It's just an inconvenient shape of hallway.
Worst comes to worst, I still have wings.
Yeah.
Okay. I will go down.
Yeah. Now that you're down, any of you who would look back up, maybe when Arf might draw your attention as he's saying "wee," sliding down, you would see that there's a couple loops that are like iron hooks in the walls near the door that look like that's where they would put like chains or ropes to use as ley lines. Is that the right word to like walk back up?
Oh, I see what you mean.
Oh,
repelling it was like lines. Repelling
a lines.
Meat locker?
Yeah.
Yeah, when you said hooks, I was like, oh, no.
Yeah, iron like, they're about to fall.
Made a huge mistake.
Iron loops stuck into the wall that you can secure a handrail to.
What do they call them in D&D? The pittons? Whatever
piton.
Pitons
mm-hmm. that you hammer in? I don't.
Yeah.
A piton ballard.
Ahead of you, there is the next set of double doors. Now it's the size of a normal door, but there are two of them, so it's a very like narrow double door.
So
somebody made the double door and they just like put two individual single doors on this thing. It's like just a divider in the middle.
Like it's a like single door that someone cut into to make it into a double door.
It's like a French door or whatever.
Or like an old timey bar door.
Yeah.
Just walk door. Through the
is
middle of them. Yeah, like a
saloon door. Balloon door?
If I touch it, does it just seem to like give?
Could throw the fork at it again.
It does seem to crack open a touch when you push it.
And how far from the bottom of the ramp, how far away is the door?
15 feet.
Okay, 15 feet. Okay.
I'm sorry, 20 feet. I'm looking at the actual map right now, 20 feet.
Strange.
Nowhere to go but through.
Tor's just gonna push the door.
All right. Before you, I'm going to pause you before you move your token much further out. You see an enormous crypt, like a almost like an unholy throne room. There is a trough of blood about two-thirds of the way down the room.
Spooky.
There's big columns on either side. This one is this room is a bit taller. It's still not like a grand above ground palace just because it is underground and there's the constraints of that. So its ceilings are about 20 feet tall. The stone is very, very old. It's all kind of grayish on this map because I couldn't find a good like sandstone, but imagine it's a little bit more yellowy than this. Kind of the same material that the outside of the pyramid was made of. So there's like sarcophagi across or like along the walls, but what draws your attention the most would be the pool of blood, and then behind it there's a dais that's raised up a little bit with a golden sarcophagus on it. And directly behind the sarcophagus, you can see it there on the map, and I'll pop up a cinematic view in a second to show you. But there is a big, like, gold-framed painting, like, canvas painting, that seems to have been somehow preserved because the dye, the coloration has faded a little bit, but the subject matter is still very, very clear. It is the two titanic gods of the ocean that you have seen in other mosaics throughout this crypt. You see Gazia and Cthulhu battling one another, and a humanoid who appears to be watching the confrontation. So, I've got to give you vision. See, I told you I'm becoming Midwestern.
Exactly.
Oh my gosh.
Okay,
here you go.
Oh, that sarcophagus kind of hot.
Oh, it's the pool of blood for me.
Oh, the pool of blood, is that what does it?
Yeah, don't you know? I like the pool of blood there.
All right.
But you know, you should have your pillars 12 feet apart there, you know, it's...
Oh, I kind of thought that picture was Godzilla fighting Cthulhu for a second.
Well, that would have been a good one.
Right, Godzilla.
I do like the blood.
Godzilla.
Something about it just very sanitary.
I'm so glad that we don't have any of these characters with us.
I'm so happy this is all recorded.
When this party dies, we're just going to do all Midwestern party.
Man, you're going to have to really talk me into that one, guys.
I'll give you guys some training.
Does that?
Yeah, I mean, if you zoom in on the painting a little bit, you'll see it is like actually exactly that.
Does that mean me and Cody just have to use our normal voices?
That's awesome.
Yeah, I guess so. Technically, I am Midwestern.
I know. That's what I was
saying. Yeah, in Indiana is the Midwest, y'all.
Do we just talk?
No.
That's my impression of Bobby's world, I think.
Just going to run around in a big wheel dragging a spider?
See.
Spooky.
Ooh, again, I think that sarcophagi had boobs. Am I mistaken?
It looked rather feminine, yes.
Yeah, I don't think it's a dude.
It's not a sarcophagi.
It's a sarcophagal.
Sarcophagal.
Oh, boy.
Is anyone going to check for traps?
Did we ever?
Can we still have a tour with the passive perception? Just kind of always looking for traps?
Always scanning.
I think you're right about the asset that I used. The sarcophagus before you is actually masculine.
Oh,
okay.
It is a sarcophagus.
I mean, doesn't
those aren't breasts? Still can't have boobs. Perverts. It's chest armor.
It's really muscular. Yeah.
It's like well developed pecs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes, they look like boobs.
Penny's just like boobs.
Well, let's not stare at the boobs all day.
I think everyone's too afraid to enter.
I'm a little nervous. I'm gonna at least watch the other ones go in.
Awful lot of caskets in here that I hadn't noticed previously.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of
guy.
They're just kind of scattered around, aren't they?
Oh, I don't like that one.
There's no clear organizational pattern.
Oh no!
It looks like up toward the top of the room there was almost an organizational attempt at one point, but they're just kind of scattered.
Can I deduct? Okay. Can I examine the sarcophagus that is closest to me?
Sure.
Is that going to be investigation?
Yeah, what are you examining for?
I want to see if it's... Okay. I kind of want to see if there's any, like, inscriptions, or if this was, like, planned or, like, hastily put together.
Gotcha, sure.
I'm trying to get a story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead and make an investigation check.
Okay. Let's see, what is that? That is a 12.
Okay. So, in terms of, like, a cohesive story, you're not really sure. You would definitely notice that these sarcophagi are much less well-made than the golden one on the far end of the room. These are wooden... a couple of them that you see are, like, plaster. The wooden ones have rotted a little bit. The plaster ones have chipped a little bit. Like, they're not very well made at all.
Interesting. Man, I would love a sense magic or something right now.
Yeah.
How long has it been?
How long has it been since when?
Detect magic was cast.
Let's see. You cast it. Remind me, did you first cast it in regards to the cursed gold, or did you cast it before then?
I honestly do not remember.
Okay.
I just don't remember.
I think it was the gold.
I think it was the gold as well, in which case I'd say you have 2 minutes left of it.
All right, well, I was, like, walking around. Any magical signatures popping out at me? Tor will try to make use of his already casted detect magic.
Yeah, maybe like very, very faint necromancy, but that's it.
On the sarcophagi? Or just in general in the big...
As you're walking around, you can pinpoint that it's from the sarcophagi.
What's up with the blood? Is it the same blood-acid mixture we've been seeing?
Yeah. It is the same blood-acid mixture you've been seeing. Okay. Wait, I'm sorry. Totally scrap that. I would have you delete that if we were pre-recording. It is just pure blood, from what you can tell.
Oh.
Delicious.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
I think there's undead in these.
Oh, shoot.
And what was the legend of this place one more time? The guy killed his own people?
He killed the god, the goddess that stopped Cthulhu.
Yeah, so the mosaic you saw was like the world storm started, and then Cthulhu rose, and Cthulhu started destroying like coastal cities, and then Ghazia rose from the depths and did battle with Cthulhu. Defeated Cthulhu, but was greatly wounded. And then this warlord backstabbed Ghazia because he was too powerful to be left to his own devices. After that, he thought he was doing the world a favor, but then his people rejected him because they were like, you killed our savior. Like, that's terrible. And so they exiled him. And so he came here.
And then while here, he killed everybody.
While here, I don't think you've seen anything conclusive about what happened here. You would have seen mosaics and hieroglyphics that show him being like the emperor of these islands, but also temper that with like the knowledge that that mosaic or hieroglyphic like pattern was commissioned by him. So there's like the written by the victors kind of dynamic going on there.
People Absolutely. Who made them were wearing some rose-tinted glasses.
Right.
What if we push the casket in the blood?
All of them?
I don't know.
Also, what if it just brings back whatever's in it?
We can kill it.
Okay. By the way, there's still, I think, undead stuff in those sarcophagi.
Should we pop one open?
Sure.
Tor, which one is a wood one?
I mean, several of them are wood. We'll call this, yeah, that one can be wood.
Tor's just gonna go up to it. And...
I don't like it.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm just standing in the doorway still.
Ask Murr for help action, and then he's just gonna take his anchor and just smash it.
Oh my god! Right.
Whoa, whoa,
wow!
Oh, Penny's gonna jump away from that scenario. Oh, hey, hey.
So now we're desecrating, not just opening.
And
so we're clear.
Yeah, there's an obviously dead humanoid that still has its skin. It has like saggy eyes. It's not a pure skeleton, nor is it a zombie. It's wrapped in gauzy linens, and it's got like patchy hair and fingernails still.
Y'all keep Abraham away from that guy's hands, eh?
I don't want more mummy hands.
Isn't that like your whole thing?
You might be going to have a spare. Like your gloves.
Listen, if we come across another ancient saint, then yes, I'll take its parts, okay? Don't just want random undead.
Do you have, like, a bucket list of, like, undead parts that you want? Like, are you on the hunt for, like, a toe? I don't...
Yeah, the way you said parts, it did sound like
that. Yeah, the way you said parts seems like you have a list.
Tor is just gonna look at Abraham and wiggle his pinky.
You know, now is not the time, but I do have this jar with this really disturbing eye I was thinking about implanting at some point. But that's neither here nor there.
Ew. I'm gonna pray for you later, Abraham. I'm gonna see what mom says.
Should we blast this thing while it's sleeping?
No, because it would probably wake all his friends, because I'm assuming that's what's in all the other caskets.
Right, but that would give us the edge. It would give us a sneak attack.
We don't really know how many there are in here, though. This room is very large, and shadowy corridors, and...
I'm gonna,
We're just gonna start counting the sarcophagi he can see.
Yeah, are there any other, like, exits or hallways off of, like, maybe the back behind the altar area that we can tell from where we are, or does it just appear to be a big room?
I just found some doors.
You just found some doors?
Yeah, like two of them on either side of this T.
Oh. Interesting.
If you were asking God for doors.
Where are
it's
doors?
Good to know. Like to know my exit strategies.
Oh my God, there are doors.
Wow, doors.
This is why you explore the entire room, folks.
I want
to
take
just
a...
up to the blood pit.
Tor's just confusedly looking at the others as they're exploring, as he's holding this anchor above this.
Just ready
cup.
To go. Love it.
I want to stay kind of safe distance away from the sarcophagus, but I do kind of want to look at this this beautiful oil painting of Godzilla and Cthulhu, which I would put up in my apartment. By the way, it's beautiful.
I mean.
Conversation, guys, comment whether you guys believe Godzilla or Cthulhu would win that fight.
Yeah, who would win in a fight, Godzilla or Cthulhu or Penny?
I think mythos as they actually are from their real mythos is it would be Cthulhu no contest, but we're doing different things with sanity damage.
I think Cthulhu would drive Godzilla insane.
Exactly, right.
Yeah.
What is Arf doing during all of this time?
He's just standing in the doorway, taking it all, and he's a little freaked out. He doesn't want to completely go in. He's like, I don't know. This is scary down here. He's watching. He's looking at Tor, holding the anchor above this undead. He's watching them all just walk through the room, and he's like, this doesn't feel right.
And sorry, Ellen, did you have a question?
Oh, I wanted to take a closer looker at that painting, but also you got really quiet for a long period of time, which made my anxiety spike.
My apologies.
Like, you were thinking about how you're going to murder us.
Yeah.
But
he always
is. With mummies.
You want to examine the painting?
Yeah, I just want to keep a safe distance away from the sarcophagus dude, but take a peek.
Okay. So I think this would be Penny's first time seeing these two figures in combat with one another, because you missed the mosaic as your head was in a different dimension.
Yes.
Quite literally head in the clouds.
Yep.
Yeah, so... I don't Abraham, Tor, Arf, have you filled in Penelope and Finn on the story?
I don't think we have. But I mean, I guess we could.
Okay.
Yes, be nice.
Bundle of words that is Tor has explained the story.
I have been under the working knowledge that you have known this entire time. Here, let me explain the story to you.
No, don't mansplain it to me. I'm trying to figure out.
It's
these
mansplain
two are friends.
Abraham sits down and manspreads. And...
I wouldn't sit there. I wouldn't sit there.
He says,
no,
well, actually.
I have to tell you a story real quick. So long ago. There's this thing called the World Storm.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I'm aware.
Okay. Penelope, make a perception check.
Perception. I am very good at perception, or I'm okay at perception, so fingers crossed, friends.
Ooh. Your dice are hot tonight.
I'm hot tonight, man.
Yeah, another 21. So, like, Abraham goes to mansplain, and you're like, wait, I think I got this.
It's happening again.
What's happening again?
Nothing.
Yes, you recognize Cthulhu, obviously, from your time with, like, the Mind Flayers. And you would recognize Gazia as well from the religion of Ankhosan, which you is not related to your nuns, but they made sure that your education, that you at least understood a little bit about what the other religions, like, were about and offered.
And so I probably remembered a giant, like, lizard god.
Like, sure, yeah, I guess that's kind of memorable. Yeah. Yeah, so Ankhosan is the... it boiled way down, its basic, like, tenet is that the world will endure but is cursed to experience a series of apocalypses brought about by various gods or various natural disasters. The like elemental god of volcanoes, Pele, is one of them, and then Gazia, the god of the sea, is another. Only it seems in this case, Gazia may have been party to the destruction of the world, but was trying to save it. That's what the painting would depict, anyway.
Collateral damage.
Right. And yeah, there's the silhouetted figure watching the two of them fight with, like, a spear in hand. I don't think you would necessarily know anything about the figure other than assuming, based on the snatches that Abraham and Tor and Arf have mentioned, assuming that it's the same person that later went on to kill Gazia.
So do we think that this is, like, the casket of the Emperor dude?
Oh, 1000%, right?
Certainly someone important.
Yeah, I think it might be this guy carrying the spear. Should we, like, open it, or should we, like, leave?
I don't know. I mean, doesn't he have one of the things we're looking for?
There was not an item we were looking for on the island.
I don't think that was ever established. We just kind of stumbled upon this. Penny saw a pyramid in the jungle and was like, fuck yeah, a pyramid in the jungle.
Well, absolutely, pyramid in the jungle, but...
Yeah.
Tor theorized there might be a god-slaying weapon here. His god-slaying weapon.
Oh,
not necessarily
shit,
a weapon that probably... I can slay god.
Pippin, you're so smart. You're so smart. It's probably a god-slaying weapon.
Well, I don't want to be on the receiving end of the god-slaying weapon.
Should we, before we kind of kick off things in here, check the other doors, maybe?
We could check the other doors, you know. Let's take a
look. I'll go up, you go down.
Take a look. It's in a book.
Of reading rainbows.
Both doors are locked.
This door is locked.
Anyone have a credit card?
I do know a door opening spell.
Interesting.
Is that the route we'd like to take?
It would be nice to have an exit plan in case we get destroyed by mummies, as it were.
Yeah, I'm not convinced that all of these mummies in the room aren't guarding our man up in the fancy coffin. I'm a little worried that if we disturb fancy coffin, all the rest of them are going to come after us.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
And what's up with the blood pool?
Sneak attack the sleeping one.
Should we figure out what the blood pool's for, maybe? Or should we have this time to, like, maybe set up a trap?
I don't really know how to set up a trap with the
let me just look through my notes really quickly. Hold on.
Spike growth.
I mean, that's really a trap.
I could reduce the size of the big scary sarcophagi.
Oh my gosh, can you?
Pocket one.
What if I did spike growth and then you enhanced it and it was the whole room?
Oh, but then wouldn't we get stuck in the spike growth?
Just
come back through the doorway.
I mean, I didn't really prep any good trapping spells. I could banish. We could try a banishment. Because maybe make him drop the weapon and then banish him and then run away.
Yeah, I mean, that is an interesting option. Do we have anything that, like, can absorb a lot of blood?
You?
Me?
Yeah, you just said delicious, like, a couple minutes ago. Under your breath, but I heard you.
Oh, well, listen, I can't eat this much.
You want us to take all of it? I was gonna admit we might find a little vial, but that's a lot of blood.
Well, I have Mage Hand and Telekinetic.
Does your Mage Hand look like your gross hand?
I think it's invisible.
Oh. Could it though?
If I threw flour on it.
You can move an object that weighs... Oh, no, that's a really powerful spell. Well, anyways, could I use it to, like, reach around in the blood without reaching around in the blood and see if there's anything in there?
I'm sorry, repeat that.
Could I use my Mage Hand to feel around in the blood?
To see if you can absolutely. In the blood? Yes. Yes.
Because I also have Telekinetic, which, if you have Mage Hand already, you get an extra 30 feet on your Mage Hand range.
Okay.
So, I will reach into the blood. And see how far it goes. How far
it
deep
might take a long time, but you could just firebolt the blood until it's all gone.
The hand vanishes if it's ever more than 30 feet away from you. So I can extend my hand 60 feet.
Okay. After 10 feet, it strikes ground.
And then I just feel around in there and see if I find anything?
Give me... your choice, investigation or arcana?
Let's go with arcana. Boom, baby. 22.
Another 17 on the die.
I was gonna say, a lot of 17s.
Yeah.
No, I don't know what's up with that.
I don't know what's up with that.
Hogwash.
Yes. You're feeling around, and your hand discovers that there is a hallway underneath, inside the blood.
Oh, there's a hallway down here, guys. Is that? It's like a 5x5, or is it like a hold? You said it was 10 feet deep.
10 feet deep, yeah. So like 5 feet wide, and again, like 6.5-7 feet tall.
But it's like blood. Like if I were to dip my head in it, it'd be too thick to see through.
Correct.
Maybe I want to be in the bag now.
Does anyone have any goggles?
Still be too thick to see through.
Dang it.
Blood goggles, bloggles.
Bloggles.
There's a I wonder if there's a way to drain the pool.
I'm sure there is.
Probably one of the buttons or the levers or the whirly thing, wheel thing that I
have a feeling that it's in the sarcophagus.
Oh.
So, do we just want to, like...
I'm convinced. Let's crack it.
Well, do we want to try to strategize first, or do you just want to go for it and see what happens?
No, we can strategize. I'm just goofing. Okay. I'm just goofing, you know.
The strategy is we all hang out by this back wall, R fuses spike growth, Tor opens the casket, and we get ready to start blasting.
That's what I'm saying.
That's a strat.
Well, alternatively,
the only bad news is that we won't have an escape strategy. The good news is that we won't need one because everything will be dead on spikes.
There is that.
I'm gonna hang out in the hallway then.
Yeah, but what
I don't
if we
think
went
the hallway
the...
is good because I think that when we activate it, the door will close, and you'll be stuck in the hallway, and we'll be stuck in here.
I think that's why. That's why I feel like Nathan asked what I'm doing, because I'm just standing in this doorway, not letting that door close. I'm scared.
Should we put something in the doorway so it doesn't close?
Yeah, let's put some of these caskets in the door.
Can we put the caskets in the hallway?
Please. Please.
You can move the caskets into the hallway, sure.
No, the door is not going to close, guys.
No, I was thinking put the caskets in the other room so that the door closes and they can't get inside the room.
Oh, that's pretty clever.
Yeah.
We gotta move out.
I'm saying just block open the door. If everything wakes up, we just go back up the slide and then fight them at the top.
That would be a really great way to fight them, right, Funnel?
Yeah.
And my spike growth would be so good for that.
Right.
Right, right.
Right.
That's why I think the door is going to close.
Should we, move at least one of the caskets so it blocks the door?
I think at least one, definitely.
Tor flips over the casket that's open.
Well, that one's made of wood. Get one that's sturdier.
Now, obviously, choose a different one.
Yeah, it's one that's sturdier and not made of wood. Maybe we could open more caskets, too. Maybe they're not all full of people.
Should we set up... Well, no, Penny's probably going to bamf her wings out soon. Never mind.
Arf, can you make a perception check?
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Me neither. I have good perception, but let's see how I roll. Okay, 23.
All right, so the door that you are standing in, like the little narrow French door, double door thing... is old iron, and then as you've been standing in the doorway just kind of waiting, your eyes would have wandered and you would see that there's a large stone door shaped block just over your head that looks like it might drop down if you weren't standing there.
Yes, I knew it. Hey, you guys, there's a I'll kind of point up. I'm like, we gotta. Yeah, I think we're right. I think if something happens, we're gonna be closed in here.
I mean, that's the way I'd do it.
Have you thought about how you'd build your booby trap?
Oh yeah, when I build my pyramid, I know exactly how I want it. Anyways, we don't have to dwell on it.
Do we still want to move any of these to then keep the door propped up?
Yeah.
Are we just going to move off there indefinitely?
Penny's going to start trying to drag one of the coffins by herself because we're just talking about it and not doing it.
It's so you grab one that's that old rotten wood and the entire floorboard part of it just comes off in your hands.
Is there a plastery one?
A stench accompanies it.
This is worse than your. This is worse than your hand, Abraham.
I'm just gonna ignore you. Said that.
Can I find a plaster one?
Sure.
Are they if I crack open another one? Is it also got an undead person in it?
You want to crack open the one you're standing next to?
Mm-hmm.
There is another mummy in it.
And this one?
Also another mummy in it.
Okay, guys. They're all full of mummies, I think. We can check. We could probably keep checking.
I don't know if we need to. I think you figured it out, boss.
I don't know.
I please start moving this sarcophagus?
Yes, give me an athletics check.
Okay, we're having the child athletics, you say?
I do.
Can it be like a inside check? That's a 9.
You move it a short distance before you get tired.
Oh, this sucks. It sucks so bad.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can help. I'm just standing here. Give me a moment.
I'm using my telekinesis to help.
Oh, look at you.
I can only lift 10 pounds, so.
I mean, I'm not gonna, if three of you are, you can only lift 10 pounds.
He's not even gonna use his gross hand, he's just gonna use his brain to do it.
So it's not your strong hand.
It is not. Clearly.
It's been your dex based, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. The three of you are working on the sarcophagus, and I mean, it's progress. It's just really slow.
Looking over at Tor the whole time.
Just go get it. Cross the room.
Penny's gonna start like pushing with her back and like scooting, trying to scoot it.
Yeah, I'm sure. Pushing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like pushing is gonna be easier.
Yeah.
Wait. What if we lined them up? What if we like piled them in the doorway and then let the door close on them?
I'm not mad about that. I love that idea.
Crush but it all. Seems like we can't move the wooden ones because the wood's too decayed.
No. We can at least get one
just
or two
throw
of
their the bodies in there then. I mean, if it's.
I'm afraid if we touch it, it's gonna wake up. Or maybe just make.
Before Penny concerns that Tor is grabbing the ankle of a mummy and dragging it away.
Oh my god.
Okay. You have how a mummy many by dead... its ankle.
I'm dragging it to Arf and putting it in the doorway.
Alright, Arf, you've got a mummy next to you.
How many mummies can we... How many dead bodies can Tor drag in one day?
All of the dead bodies.
I still don't move. I'm not convinced yet.
Tor's gonna go to the next nearest coffin and open it up.
I'm doing that thing where I'm like looking at the room, but I'm like also always checking the sarcophagus next to me, just like every half
and
second.
Then he's
like,
gonna
oh, it's just a mummy. There's mummy. No sarcophagus.
Just a mummy.
Next
a mummy.
To you. Yeah.
Just the mummy now.
He's now moving that mummy over to Arf's spot.
Arf, you've got two mummies next to you.
All right. Getting kind of crowded in here.
Tor's gonna move to the next one.
And I ask Abraham, be like, are these relations of yours? You know, the hands.
No, they're not.
And he's gonna proceed to move that one now.
Oh, God. At least I don't think so.
Penny's gonna check them all to see if there's any missing hands. Feminine hands. Missing feminine hands.
That's important.
Has there been anything else in the sarcophagi at all?
No.
Or just mummies? Okay.
Just mummies.
Tor's gonna grab mummy number 4.
Penny's still working on...
I'm still pushing, yeah.
Yeah, we're still working on that
by,
one casket.
By the time Tor has done 4 mummies, you've got the casket over next to Arf as well.
That's what I call girl power.
High five.
Yes.
And then we strike a cute anime pose.
That's right.
Yeah.
No, wait. Are the mummies all like stacked on each other, or are they just like piled around me now?
It's a body pile. It's a body pile.
You're not okay. Not surrounded.
Right. Okay. Yeah. That's what I want to know. Like, am I just in a circle of bodies now?
I at no point have I admitted this is a good idea at all. Tor's just doing it. Abraham said something, and Tor is like, "That sounds reasonable."
This is the greatest idea we may have ever had.
Right?
I mean, I'm really surprised that the trap hasn't, like, triggered.
I'm not going to talk about it. We're just going to keep
so
on moving bodies.
Making literally, like, a pyramid, a human pyramid of mummies next to Arthur.
Yeah, we're making...
Off, you just keep them stable. Keep them stable.
I'm folding their bodies like they're a cheerleading squad. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not touching them.
I think how we plan Arf's intervention, but it's kind of feeling like it, right?
Tor's gonna go back to the other rotted wood ones and start grabbing those bodies before, like, the stone ones, the sarcophagi, and start piling their bodies there.
I want to look at this big brick where the painting is hung on, but, like, I want to go around it a little bit and, like, get a look around it. Like, does it look like it's just, like, a monument, or is it, like, a part of the pyramid, or is it, like, a box that, like, would hold something?
Yeah, it looks like a monument. A monument, yeah, more of a monument than an altar. It is, there are decals that resemble oceanic lizard gods and oceanic octopus insanity gods. There's tentacles and teeth and scales, more abstract than, like, actual representations of them. But, like, it's clearly meant to be tied in thematically with the painting that is hanging on the wall. And while you're doing that, Tor finishes piling the rest of the mummies.
I'm taking a screenshot of this, because this is too funny.
You're doing all right, off.
Sorry for the podcast only listeners. If you're watching the live stream, you're gonna see a just pile of zombie mummy tokens surrounding Arf in, like, a doorway. Yeah, and there's probably, like, 20.
I think I counted 13.
13? Okay.
13 or 15, somewhere in that range. Yeah.
Someone screenshot it and put it in the Discord, because it's very funny.
I'm on it. Yeah, Nathan beat me to it.
Too many mummies, if you ask me.
Now, do we have Arf cast the spike growth, and then maybe move him, and maybe that door he talks about squishes him?
It's times like this, I really wish I knew Fireball.
I have a Scorching Ray. If that would do anything, should we burn them? I don't like the way I said burn.
Fire, fire.
Fire, fire. Burn it, burn it. Okay.
I think...
Yeah, if we can light it up.
Yeah,
but let
I'm
me
gonna
get out of there first.
Yeah, get out of there.
Should I use spike growth before we do that to, like, have that be even more burning?
Well, I figured we want the spike growth
true.
Sarcophagi, right?
I don't know if they start coming in mass at us. Them
We're
being
gonna want
spike growth is going to be where the main damage.
I can always recast spike growth too.
Yeah, it's.
I also know how to cast spike growth, guys.
Oh, so, okay.
Are we getting them further into the hall, or are we just letting them...
I heard there is a stone door thingy.
Just checking.
Yeah, it's...
Piling them so that if it does close, it should squish them.
Okay.
What if it doesn't close until they leave?
Well, then I've wasted time.
Yeah, probably.
All right, so I'll just kind of, like, hop over whatever bodies are around me and just kind of go into the room then.
Okay.
All right. I'm just going to say, hey, listen, Emperor, we don't mean any disrespect, but we're going to incinerate all your mummy friends.
Anyone
respectfully.
Else?
Respectfully.
Anyone else have any fire spells? Just me. Just me.
Just
okay.
You, Light Domain.
I can light a candle.
Oh, that'd be nice. Maybe we should light some incense. Okay.
But that's it.
I am going to cast Scorching Ray. And since I have three rays, I'm going to target three of the mummies.
Okay.
Okay, did I hit? Please tell me I hit.
I mean, you really should be embarrassed if you didn't. It's just a pile of mummies.
I get nervous. Dirty 20.
Yep.
Yep. First one hits. Second one. I don't like those. Make me roll three times.
Second one
17.
Hits.
And third one. I hope I crit, man. Crit. 22.
Third one hits. I was just checking for crit fails. These are corpses. They're very easy to hit.
I feel like I just wasted a bunch of good rolls. Okay, damage.
Roll for damage. I'll apply the same damage to all of them.
Okay. That is going to be 6 damage. Fire damage, okay. Though. Mm-hmm. And they should be on fire, I think.
Indeed. They are... Let's see.
And the fire spreads to every mummy in the pile.
Yeah, and then they all burn.
I don't know about that.
And then the doors open, right? That's how that works. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the guy comes out of the tomb and says, "You've solved the puzzle.
Congratulations." Dun, 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 dun.
You were supposed to put all the mummies in the door and then burn them. Congratulations.
You were supposed to spend a ridiculously long time piling mummies in the doorway.
Actually, Bowser pops out and he goes, "Your princess is in another castle."
Oh my.
I don't know about princesses, but you definitely are going to have mummy problems after this.
Oh no.
I already do. That's why I see a therapist.
You get this.
Oh, hey, Alex, don't make jokes. Zing, hey.
Has Arf actually casted spike growth?
No.
So does anything happen? Do the mummy's bodies just burn?
Yeah, they burn.
Do they die and burn?
They look charred. They don't look completely dead.
Can we just wait for the fire?
Bring out the bats.
Wait?
Get the bats.
Really. Start whacking.
I could go up and do poison spray.
Yeah, I could throw some cantrips at him.
I mean, yeah, I've got Eldritch Blasts.
I will reduce the pile of flame.
If I do poison spray, they could all take
it auto fails its dex save because it's a corpse. So go ahead and roll damage.
Oh my gosh.
6.
All right. Yep.
Yep. Anyone else want to go? Should we just keep should we just start?
I don't know what we're accomplishing.
We're getting rid of the mummies.
It doesn't seem to be a factor. They seem to be mummies non gratis.
Yeah, but what if we open the
first mummy is dead.
We spend the next 2 hours killing mummies. Welcome to Sanity Damage.
I mean, we did walk into a room of them. We were
should we
be
start stabbing them or cutting their heads? They are on fire.
How does Tor have Firebolt?
How does
Tor
do a lot of
my spell list that I could get? I don't know. I don't remember why I have it, but cool. It was there. Maybe I was dumb at one point.
That.
I was using Firebolt. It's just a Warlock cantrip.
Are you actually just going to sit here and keep burning the mummies?
I want to do poison spray.
Yeah.
Okay. Poison spray does not seem to actually harm the bodies at all.
Wow, I want to check what the damage would have been.
Exactly average. Nice.
Wow. Poison spray is a good cantrip, eh?
Mm-hmm.
It is. It appears that we're just killing mummies.
Yeah.
That's what it seems like. Another mummy dies.
Yay.
I wish we wouldn't have wasted the time dragging them into the hallway. We could have just killed them.
I think we wanted them to, be bodies to, block the door from falling.
I was just hoping the door would squish them all.
Yeah.
Oh, should we see? Should we try that?
Well, do we keep one alive then? Or one not?
Yeah, we keep one alive just to check to see if that would have worked. And he's only got one HP.
I mean, it seems like we also could kill these guys very easily.
Well, we are killing them. I mean, yes, I think we take the time to kill them all, it seems.
No, I kind of...
that we did all but one.
Yeah, all but one.
I'm just going to start picking them off with my crossbow then.
All right, all but one of the mummies are dead.
And the door is still open?
How long does it take? Open.
Okay.
How long has it taken to pile the bodies and then just kill them one by one?
To kill them took very little time compared to piling them.
I moved like 5 in the time it took for you guys to push the one sarcophagus to the doorway.
Yeah, but that could have taken like an hour.
I don't think it would have taken a tour an hour to move them.
You don't know.
No, let's say it took like 20 minutes to move them all and get them all situated, and 4 minutes to destroy them all. It's like,
we're like,
it's like when
blocks.
You take the time to build a nice castle out of building blocks, and then your little brother just like rolls through and knocks it down. Or you take a time to build a nice dungeon, and then your players come through and just knock it down.
And your players spend an hour piling mummy bodies just to kill them all.
Yep.
Hey, now, we got down the hallway first.
Yeah, should we stand on the other side of the room, cast Spike Growth, and pop off this mummy fight?
Yes.
I guess so.
We'll do it.
Where are we going? Which corner?
We probably spread, so we're not... I'm going to go behind this pillar.
All right, so you're spreading out, taking cover behind pillars.
Raven's going to hang out with Finn.
Okay.
Well, where should I use it? Like, closer to it or closer to us?
Well, if you...
Tor is up next to the sarcophagus, ready to pop it open once you're all situated with your spike growth.
Okay, I'm just trying to think where to do it. Let's see. Okay. It would take up, like, most of this middle area.
Maybe, like, do you think Tor could... Tor, do you think... I hate to say living bait, but you want to kind of be living bait and get the zombie into the spike growth, or the mummy into the spike growth?
Where was the spike growth again?
That's how big it would be, it looks like. So yeah, it takes up almost entirely the middle of the grand hall. For audio listeners, so there's two rows of columns that flank the hall itself. The spike growth would fill out the entire area between these columns. So there's just like the little wings of the room that are behind the columns that would be safe walking places.
Like 10 feet, yeah.
Yeah.
And it looks like Finn, Penny, Abraham, and Arf are kind of all hidden behind pillars in the back of the room by the door. And Tor is by the sarcophagi.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, I'll cast it right here.
All right.
I don't know how I have Firebolt.
I'll hold. I'm not going to prepare an action.
Okay. Spike Growth has been cast. It is... What's the time limit on it? 10 minutes is way too long for spike growth. What the heck? Okay.
It's right.
Up for the next 5 fights that happen in this room.
How many fights are going to be in this room?
Well, we just mitigated most of one. This is about to be number 2.
We didn't even fight them. We just killed them. This was number 0.
I broke a sweat. Not from the fighting.
With all of that situated, is Tor ready to...
If everybody else is ready, Tor's just going to walk up to the sarcophagi. He's going to grab his anchor. And then he's going to like kind of put it in like a crack groovy thing, and then he's going to try to pry it open.
All right. Give me a strength check. Athletics.
Okay.
Would I have any bonuses because I'm, you know, levering it?
I'll give you advantage for that. That's fine.
Good, because I rolled a few in the first one. Oh, I thought it was about to be a 4. 18.
18, okay. Yeah, for a second it feels like it's not going to give, but with the leverage and with the fact that it's like a magic anchor, the sarcophagus itself may have enchantments on it. It's hard to tell, but after a minute it does, with like a grinding screech, it air kind of suctions a little bit, and then it gives. It pops open and clatters to the ground behind the sarcophagus, between the sarcophagus and the painting.
Why is that and clatter here?
Clatters.
Aww. And
clacker pops out. Oh, hey there.
In the sarcophagus, you see a humanoid undead figure, a mummy, just like the other ones that you've looked at, except instead of just like seeing the face and features and like tattered hair and fingernails and stuff that you saw with the other mummies, this one is decked out in to put in real world terms, like ancient Egyptian, maybe Greco-Egyptian armor. It's got like gold plated like battle skirt with the studs down the strips of leather and spun gold. It's got a golden breastplate. It's got the pharaoh wig hat. I'm not quite sure what to call that the pharaohs wear. And has like a big emerald in the middle of the forehead of like the hairdress, I guess is what you would call it. Its arms are crossed in an X over its chest, and it's holding a kopesh in one hand and a flail in the other. And as the sarcophagus lid clatters to the ground, clanks, clamors to the ground, it opens its eyes.
Morning.
Who disturbs my slumber?
He like sits up and stares at you, Tor.
Tor's gonna just look at him.
I'm Tor.
Tor, you have awoken me. Are you here to serve?
No.
I don't believe I heard you correctly. Are you here to serve?
No. He clambers out of his sarcophagus and stands next to you. He's like of a height with Tor. He's a big guy.
Hell no, as he's trying to climb up out of there, can I just, like, smash him with my anchor?
Yeah. Yeah, if you want to surprise attack him, you can do that.
Well, that is definitely what Tor's gonna do. Disrespectful as fuck. He's just gonna...
Alright, I'll give Tor a surprise action. Everyone, go ahead and roll initiative.
Nathan, I can't believe we're having a mummy fight in a pyramid. This is the coolest thing ever.
Thanks. I'm excited for this. I've been excited for this for the past, like, 40 minutes, and you've just been killing all the monkeys.
I was like, are you less excited after what we did?
It'll be fine.
I think we made the right move, guys.
Yeah.
I agree. What was I?
On a personal note, one of my favorite movies of all time is Brendan Fraser's The Mummy, and I'm so, like, fangirling right now.
I saw it for my first time last week. It's an excellent movie.
It's so good. The first time.
Yeah. It was way better than I thought it was going to be. Like, I was ready for something really corny. It was great. Yeah.
Can we watch The Mummy Returns soon for movie night?
Sure. Love that.
I also watched that one. I did a double feature.
It's a good sequel.
Mm-hmm. It is. It's not as good as the first, but it's a good sequel. All right, Tor's surprise attack.
All right, well,
since it's a surprise, I'm gonna use my vow of enmity. Why can't words use
anemone?
But as a bonus action, you can utter a vow of enmity against a creature that you can see within 10 feet of you using your channel divinity. Dude, why can't I talk? I gain advantage on attack rolls against the creature for a minute. And then I'm going to beat it. All right, Tor, let's do this. Attack. Crit!
I know that's right.
Wow.
Let's play with some fire. For 25. Wow, how does that get all of that? Oh, yeah, because it has the micros. Okay, that makes it checks. All right, and then attack number two.
Almost another crit.
Almost another thing, and we're going to play with fire again.
You're assuming that hits.
Does it not?
It does. It does hit.
it doesn't?
It hits, yes. You connect. Okay.
I certainly freaking hope so.
I was like, dang!
We have to crit to hit it.
Ooh. For another 9, and I'm going to crush her and move it 5 feet away.
All right. Sorry, the last... It was a 9 damage on the last roll?
Did it not roll the actual damage? Nope, it did not for the actual attack. That was my play with fire.
Okay.
It was 15.
Got it. All right. So yeah, he's...
23, 15, and 9. And then Tor's gonna back up towards the others.
All right.
Over here. Wait, was I supposed to go this way or the other way?
Nobody said which way to go.
You're there now. The mummy takes a couple stumbles back, shakes his head a little bit. You can see there's like serious dents in his gold-plated armor from where Tor made contact. And he will say, "If you are not here to serve, then you are here to kneel before Atahualpa, Godslayer, King Reborn." And with that, Tor, go ahead and roll initiative because you were doing your surprise round.
Tor is going to make another pun.
Atahualpa, you...
That's as best he can do.
Yeah.
And now Tor gets to go again.
All right. Tor is going to go again after our break. So we'll be back at 10, sorry, time zones, 11 p.m. Eastern. We'll say 11 p.m. Eastern. Those of you on audio, thank you for listening. We'll see you next week for the conclusion of what has been such an anticlimactic battle.
Love you.
I think the mummies were the climax.
Yeah, the mummies was great. That was great podcasting.
All right, we'll see everyone in a few minutes.
Bye.
See you guys in a minute.
Toodles. Bye.